On behalf of Bishop Kelly, Bishop Sante, the priests and the seminarians, and all the sisters, I'd like to wish you all a very happy and blessed Christmas. The epistle to be read today for the third Mass of Christmas is taken from St. Paul's Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 1. God, who at sundry times and diverse manners spoke in times past to the fathers by the prophets, last of all, in these days, has spoken to us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world, who being the brightness of his glory and the figure of his substance, and upholding all things by the word of his power, making purgation of sins, sitteth on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much the better than angels, as he hath inherited a more excellent name than they. For to which of the angels hath he said to at any time, Thou art my Son, today I have begotten thee? And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. And again, when he bringeth in his first begotten into the world, he saith, And let all the angels of God adore him. And to the angels indeed he saith, He that maketh his angels spirits, and his ministers a flame of fire. But to the Son, Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of justice is the scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved justice and hated iniquity. Therefore God, thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. And thou in the beginning, O Lord, didst found the earth, and the works of thy hands are the heavens. They shall perish, but thou shalt continue. And they shall all grow old as a garment, and as a vesture shalt thou change them. And they shall be changed, but thou art the self same, and thy years shall not fail. In the Holy Gospel, taken from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was made nothing that was made. Nothing that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to give testimony of the light, that all men might believe through him. He was not the light, but was to give testimony of the light. That was the true light, which enlighteneth every man that cometh into this world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them he gave power to be made the sons of God, to them that believe in his name, who are born not of the blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us, and we saw his glory, and the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy. This day is born to you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. These words are taken from the Gospel today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. It is true that many princes in this world who enjoy helping the sick and the poor. They will even give much of their wealth to relieve the poor and helpless. But where will we find one who is willing to give up all his riches and his kingdom in order to assist the poor and helpless? Now, there's a story that gives an example of the great charity practiced by the holy King Edward. One day, as he was traveling, King Edward came across a beggar in the road. This poor man was unable to move and was utterly abandoned. And so the good king picked him up. He took him then and put him on his shoulders, and with great care and tenderness, he carried him to the nearest church. Yes, this was a great and extraordinary act of charity, and all the people were astonished by it. They could not believe that their king humbled himself and carried this poor beggar to the church. But no matter how humble and amazing this act was, King Edward did not cease to be a king. He remained rich as he was before. But on the other hand, the Son of God, the King of heaven and earth, not only put mankind on his shoulders, but the second person of the Blessed Trinity descended from his throne in heaven and laid aside his own majesty, his riches, and his honors. And becoming a man, the Lord Jesus made himself poor, even the poorest among men. He did this in order to save the lost sheep. The lost sheep was mankind. And so today we recall that most glorious of days when our Lord became a man. In the gospel of today's Mass, for the second Mass of Christmas, we are told of the shepherds' journey to Bethlehem and their meeting of the Holy Family. And just before this, we read how the angels appeared to the shepherds and told them of the birth of our Lord. The shepherds were filled with great fear at the sight of the angels. But the angel told them not to fear. He said, "Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy. This day is born to you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." And then suddenly a great multitude of angels appeared, and they all began to sing and praise God, saying the very words that we use in the Gloria for each Mass. After the angels departed into heaven, and the shepherds went to Bethlehem. Having arrived at the stable, the shepherds saw the Blessed Mother and Saint Joseph near the infant. The infant who was lying in a manger, just as the angels had foretold them. We can imagine the shepherds falling upon their knees and adoring the infant Christ. In silence, the shepherds came and adored their God. And then in silence, they left. Our Blessed Mother kept all these things in her heart, and she pondered over these wondrous truths of her Son. So on that first Christmas night, the greatest mystery ever to occur on earth, the most wondrous and extraordinary pouring out of God's love had begun. Let us then often think of these wondrous events that occurred on that first Christmas night. They should move us to love our Lord in return. As a certain author once asserted, if God had permitted you to ask him to give you the greatest proof of his love, if we could ask God to do one thing for us to show his love, who would even dare to ask him that he should become a child like us? No one would even think about it. No one would dare to ask God to become one of us. And that he should clothe himself with all our miseries, that he should make himself poor and the most despised, and that he should be the most ill-treated of all men, and going so far as even to put him to death by his own creatures, and by the most excruciating death on the cross. None of us would even think of asking God to do any of this. But what we would never imagine to ask God to do for us, the Son of God has thought of and accomplished. And so like the King Edward who went out of his way to help the poor beggar, our Lord not only went out of his way to help us, but did much, much more. He left all. He left his throne in heaven. He left his glory and peace in heaven to take upon himself a life of pain and suffering. And so, my dear faithful, during this holy season and season of Christmas, when you think about the Christ child in the stable, remember all that Jesus, the true God, has done to prove his love for you. Our God has loved us so much to go so far to suffer death and even the death upon the cross for us? And should this not, in a sense, force us to make us love him? By our very nature, we are moved to return love for those who love us. St. Francis de Sales says this: if a man knows that he is loved by anyone, he feels himself forced to love him in return. In continuing, St. Francis goes on to explain, so how much more ought we to love God, who loved us so much by sacrificing so much for us? And so the thought of Christmas should bring us the great joy and peace. And like the shepherds on that first Christmas night, we too should rejoice today. And amidst our rejoicing, we must also show our gratitude to our Savior and make a return of love to him. And so he wants you to think of him more often, and in doing so, to increase your love for him. And of course, never forget his Holy Mother and ask her to help you to have a most profitable and blessed Christmas. And let us often pray this holy season, O my Jesus, since you desire to be loved by me, remind me always of your love and of the pains you have suffered to show me this love. May God bless you, and may you have a happy and blessed Christmas. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.